Please join me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Just last Sunday, after Pilgrim's Divine Service, as I greeted people at the door, I answered a question about Jesus' teaching in what is today's gospel reading, about one person's being taken and another person's being left. We might happily blame Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins' series of best-selling novels and the movies based on them for popularizing the idea of unbelievers being, as their first novel's title put it, left behind. But LaHaye and Jenkins' more recent works only rehashed false teaching that has been around for nearly two centuries. For example, others and I vividly remember the 1973 movie titled A Thief in the Night, with its haunting theme song by Larry Norman titled I Wish We'd All Been Ready, the refrain of which song included the line, "The sun has come and you've been left behind." American C.I. Schofield and his reference Bible of 1917 are often blamed for popularizing Englishman J.M. Darby's 1847 teaching termed dispensational premillennialism. But the idea of a secret rapture of believers reportedly goes back to Scottish clergyman Edward Irving in 1832. And before him to a Scottish woman named Margaret MacDonald, who claimed that during a church service in 1830, Jesus revealed to her that detail about his return, about the secret rapture. Interesting history aside, considering the whole of today's gospel reading, this morning we realize that those ignorant of the day and hour can always be ready to be left with the Lord. We take that theme in its three parts. First, then, consider those ignorant of the day and hour, which includes you and me. We all are ignorant of the day and hour. In the context of St. Matthew's divinely inspired gospel account, Jesus had just told his disciples that they knew that the season of summer was near when the fig tree's branch became tender and put out leaves, and that they likewise would know that the Son of Man was near when they saw all the things that Jesus had just described. But Jesus said then, "Neither the disciples, nor the angels in heaven, nor the Son on earth, but only the Father knows the precise day and hour." To illustrate the ignorance of the day and hour, but knowledge of the season, Jesus used the example of Noah and the ark, saying that as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. People maybe had heard Noah's preaching about the flood, calling them to repentance and faith in God's deliverance, but they did not know the precise day that the judgment would come until Noah and his family entered the ark, and the flood came and swept away all the unrepentant unbelievers, leaving behind repentant and believing Noah and his family. You and I face similar judgment that will similarly come on an unknown day and at an unknown hour. We may similarly ignore preaching about the end calling us to repentance and faith in God's deliverance. Without any proper concern for what is coming, we may similarly go about life as usual, with everyone eating and drinking, with men marrying and women being given in marriage, even though some have stopped getting married altogether and others have redefined marriage as something completely different from what God instituted. Without heeding the signs around us, seasons seem deceptively normal. And we and the people around us seem to be deceptively together. We may falsely assume that life will continue this way indefinitely. And we may wrongly want it to continue this way forever. By nature, we are unrepentant unbelievers who deserve to be taken to judgment. God calls and so enables us to be repentant believers who so can always be ready to be left with the Lord. Having first considered that we are those ignorant of the day and hour, we second consider that we can always be ready. Repentant and believing Noah and his family heeded God's word and built the ark that God used to deliver them from the flood. But ultimately, they were saved from their sin and the eternal damnation that they and we deserve through faith in God's love, mercy, and grace for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Son of God in human flesh. Though just how he simultaneously could have divine omniscience and yet not know the date of his own final coming, his coming in glory to judge the living and the dead, remains somewhat of a mystery. But what is not a mystery is that Jesus took the sins of the world to the cross, and there he died for us. In our place, the death that we deserve. As we sang in the intro, our King comes to us, righteous and having salvation, and we call out to him to save us. And he does save us from our sinful nature and all of our sin, whatever our sin might be. He saves us here in this house. He saves us by his word and his sacraments. The water of the flood swept over the unrepentant unbelievers, but the divinely inspired St. Peter says that repentant and believing Noah and his family in the ark were brought safely through the water of the flood. And he says that that deliverance through water corresponds to holy baptism, which saves us. Similarly, St. Paul says that God saves us by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior. To that same goal of salvation, Jesus gives the Holy Spirit to men and sends them as ministers in order for them both to absolve us individually and to give us in the sacrament of the altar Jesus' own body to eat with bread and his blood to drink with wine. Not for eating and drinking in a profane or unholy way, as in today's gospel reading, but as Jesus himself describes elsewhere, for those who so eat and drink to live forever. Thus, faithfully receiving God's forgiveness in word and sacrament, we can be ignorant of the day and hour and still can always be ready to be left with the Lord. So having first considered that we are those ignorant of the day and hour, and having second considered that we can always be ready, we third consider that we are to be left with the Lord. The parallels between the days of Noah, particularly the day when Noah entered the ark, and the coming of the Son of Man, particularly the day and hour of his final coming, make clear that the unrepentant unbelievers are the ones who are swept away or taken, while the repentant believers are the ones left. Left to meet the descending Lord in the air and to come with him to the earth, where they will be with him always. We may be ignorant of the day and hour of his final coming, but we are always ready for his final coming, staying awake, as it were, watching and being vigilant for his final coming, but also, until then, doing good works in keeping with our various callings in life, including bearing witness to the peace and joy that we have already now in Jesus Christ our Lord. Peace and joy that we will experience completely at our Lord's final coming with the resurrection of our bodies, if necessary, and their glorification that come with that final coming. The end of the old church year's focus on the last things has carried over to the start of the new church year that begins today. Our Lord's past coming in the flesh is, in a significant way, the guarantee of his future final coming in the flesh. And so that past coming leads to our being ready for that final coming. Considering the whole of today's gospel reading this morning, we've realized that those ignorant of the day and hour can always be ready to be left with the Lord. And so, as we sang in the intro, we both give thanks to and extol our God. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.